caravan.
You're listening to WSJK ESPN 93.5 Tuscola, Champaign-Urbana, your home for the St. Louis Cardinals.
It's up to 15 people dead in muddy Southern California. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
Well, once the boulders and trees came through our house, we climbed up on the roof.
She was among the dozens rescued from dozens of damaged homes or cars swept away when heavy rain caused mudslides. Rescuers waded through waist-deep mud to save a 14-year-old girl.
The mountains above were hard hit in December by the Thomas Fire. Vegetation and brush were burned away by flames, so there wasn't much to absorb the water, and the mud came cascading down the hillside.
Fox is Anita Vogel. Vice President Pence will watch the U.S. go for the gold, leading an American delegation to next month's Olympics in South Korea, where North Korea will participate as the rival countries try to make nice. Fox's Simon Owen monitoring live from London.
Dave, it's 11 years since the leaders of North Korea and South Korea met face-to-face, but South Korean President Moon Jae-in saying perhaps it's time that changed. Moon saying he remains open to the possibility of a meeting with North Korea's Kim Jong-un, particularly after the North and South held rare talks yesterday. Although Moon says relations can't improve without progress in the standoff over North Korea's nuclear weapons. He also praised President Trump for his handling of the North Korea crisis. Dave.
Simon, a federal judge has blocked President Trump's order to end DACA, which was an Obama-era program protecting some immigrants brought to the U.S. illegally as kids.
In a statement to Fox News, the DOJ says, quote, today's order doesn't change the Department of Justice's position on the facts. DACA was implemented unilaterally after Congress declined to extend these benefits to this same group of illegal aliens. As such, it was an unlawful circumvention of Congress.
Fox's Griff Jenkins. The Kenosha, Wisconsin School Board is making a transgender high school student who graduated last year $800,000 richer, settling Ash Whitaker's discrimination suit. He claimed he was made to wear a special bracelet and his use of the boys' bathroom was monitored. Fox News, fair and balanced.
Relying on checking your credit to help protect you from identity theft? You're kind of walking through life with blinders on. Parking meter. That came out of nowhere. Because there are many kinds of identity theft you can still get blindsided by.
Look out!
Bike messenger. Didn't see him coming. Like someone getting an online payday loan in your name or selling your personal information on the dark web.
What?
Open manhole. That snuck up on me. LifeLock sees more. We use proprietary technology to detect a range of identity threats. And if you have a problem, a U.S.-based identity restoration specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses, but LifeLock can spot threats you might not see coming.
Horse-drawn carriage? Sheesh.
Membership start at $9.99 a month plus applicable taxes. Now get 10% off. Go to LifeLock.com and enter promo code NEWS. That's promo code NEWS. LifeLock. More detection, more protection.
Now, before the federal judge blocked President Trump from ending DACA, he had an hour-long meeting, the president, with 20 lawmakers from both parties on immigration reform.
Truly, it should be a bill of love.
But there's no compromise yet. He wants border wall funding in that bill. Democrats do not. They're insisting the DACA fix be included in the budget to fund the government beyond January 19th. Republicans don't want that. Wanting to give President Trump more support in Washington, a controversial former Arizona sheriff is running for Senate.
Former Maricopa County, Arizona Sheriff Joe Arpaio says he's running for the seat soon to be left open by Republican Jeff Flake. He spoke to Fox News talk host Todd Starnes.
I want to go to Washington, be independent, and do what I can to help our country, our state, and the president.
Arpaio had faced prison time last year after a judge found him in criminal contempt for ignoring another judge's order to stop targeting immigrants during patrols. The lone Republican in the race up until now, former state Senator Kelly Ward, didn't mention Arpaio's legal troubles to Starnes.
Joe is a patriot. He definitely is. He's been out there on the illegal immigration issue for years.
But she says there's a lot more to focus on. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
Actor James Franco, fresh off winning a Golden Globe for The Disaster Artist, is denying sexual misconduct allegations, telling the CBS Late Show.
The things that I heard that were on Twitter are not accurate.
But he says he supports the Me Too movement.
Actress Violet Paley wrote, Franco forced her to perform oral sex and added that he invited her 17-year-old friend to his hotel room. Sarah Tither Kaplan, once a student of Franco's at his acting school, tweeted that she was offered $100 a day for full nude scenes, adding he said it wasn't exploitative, because she signed a contract. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
The New York Times canceled a planned event with Franco today. On Wall Street, a sell-off's brewing. Stock futures are falling. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 three-day forecast from the National Weather Service. Diane Ducey.
Well, a little more mild today and tomorrow. Today's high 50, only down to 48. Chance of precipitation and some fog. We have a dense fog advisory until noon. Visibility now still just 0.13 on the mile, less than a quarter of a mile. We've got a high of 59 tomorrow, an 80% chance of rain, foggy. Then it turns as we get a low of 23 on Thursday night. Some clouds on Friday now. High 30, low 18. 30% chance of snow Friday night. So that's good.
That's great for the caravan.
Right.
Yeah, let's get her done.
Right now the temperature's at 37, ESPN 93.5.
If you're in the market for a vehicle, may I suggest Honda BMW. They're in Savoy, just off of Neal. And if you've not been there in the last few years, they did not have the inventory they have now. They have hundreds of Hondas sitting there. And I don't know if you've looked into a Honda Civic. Back in the day, the Civics, I just thought looked like bugs. The Civics today are just fabulous.
Oh, yeah.
They've got, I mean, we're talking about $19,000 for a new Civic.
I know. I mean, they go and go and go.
The value of a Honda Civic, we have two of them. And I mean, I'm just off the charts how valuable from the standpoint. And they've got stuff in there that they don't have in the upgraded stuff we have with the CRV and Odyssey. I think I have four Hondas now. All the kids have them. Triplets share one. And Nathaniel has one. And Janet and I have one. But it's over there. Ben Quattrone. I'm going to see him later this morning. It's Honda BMW. If you want a Beamer, man, that showroom I talk about, the white floors. You're dropping spaghetti. It's okay. Just pick it off the floor with your fork. Anyway, they're good people. Ben Quattrone, Honda BMW Champaign off Neil at Burwash. It's drivechampaign.com, drivechampaign.com. I thought this President Trump 55-minute cabinet meeting televised was absolutely... So cool.
That's a good idea.
It's a great idea. I've never seen another president do it. I don't even remember Barack Obama surrounding himself with Republicans. He had Democrats and Republicans, and they were... Listen, we have a huge divide. But you know how it is when people say something, and they're really angry, and they say stupid, and then you call them. And all of a sudden, they're kind of nice and normal because, you know, you're talking. You get everybody in the room... But everything is so for the political angle of midterms and get rid of Trump and impeach him. You get a bunch of people in the room and you say, okay, here's what I'm thinking. I know you're thinking that. How can we? It was very sensible. It was wonderful to see government do that. Because somewhere the founders wanted us to argue our brains out but come up with solutions. But anymore, it's about, you can't make him look good, we got to reclaim seats, we can't vote, we can't show that he's successful. I mean, now, why don't you just work to help, while you're in there, do what you can to help the country be better. And I thought it was unbelievable that we could watch them do a meeting. And watch them come up with, some, here's my deal here, and it's just loved it. I think everybody was just taken back by how long they were allowed to be in there. It was great, and I love the transparency. And I think we can work with Democrats, Republicans. I think everybody can work together. But you get in there and leave the cameras on, everyone's going to say, okay, I better be sensible. I better be logical. I don't have to do the sound bite here. I got to actually work. Loved it. 809, ESPN 93.5, new options for addicts. Pet rehab centers. Addiction specialists with Taylor Recovery Center down in the great town of Houston, Court Nichols. You guys recover from all the floods, Court?
We're recovering well. You know, there's a lot of neighborhoods that are still in rough shape, but we've come together well.
And you guys are still kind of high-fiving about those Astros?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they're pretty good, man. And if Jose Altuve at 5 foot nothing can do that, what's my excuse?
I don't have an excuse either, Steve.
All right, what's this pet rehab thingy? What's this about?
You know, there is multiple reasons why we at Taylor Recovery allow people to bring their pets. And it's been extremely successful. You know, when you're dealing with someone that is suffering with hardcore addiction, what we found out is that long-term treatment works, right? That 28-30-day model that we've seen throughout the last 30 years just hasn't seemed to work. You know, it turns into a revolving door of relapse. So we have a long-term model where people can stay much longer, and most people will not stay if they have their pets at home, right?
Right.
I personally wouldn't want to leave my animals.
Me neither.
So that allows a person to actually bring their pets and stay, and when the person stays long-term, the success rate is 77% higher. So that's, you know, that's one huge reason. You know, the unconditional love that you get from that you have with your family pets, it's amazing. And then we also have dogs that are service dogs and emotional support dogs that can help people with general anxiety disorder. That can help people with manic depression, and we have clinical therapy groups where people can actually bring their animals in there with them to help calm them down so they can begin to process their emotions and their trauma and get them out with a therapist.
It's all a good idea. Court, why are you doing this? Why do you do what you do?
You know, I am in recovery myself, and you know, when someone's suffering with addiction, I feel them from the inside. I understand what it means to run out of drugs and have none, and have no money or drugs. There is once I found the solution to my problem, I couldn't help but want to share it with everybody.
Mm.
And I'm constantly trying to figure out different ways and different strategies to help people begin to recover from chronic addiction.
Was yours opiate? Was it alcohol? What was it?
You know, mine was pretty much anything that would make me feel good, but it ended with methamphetamine. And that one took me way, way down.
Well, if you live from meth, it's a miracle, because I've seen the before and after pictures of what meth does to you. I can't imagine how you look then, Court.
You know, I have a couple of those pictures. You know, I was pretty thin.
Mm.
You know, now I'm about 240 pounds. I'm 6'2". And there was a time when I was about 160 pounds soaking wet.
Well, you have the credibility to help people, and what do you feel when you're successful?
You know, when I'm successful, that allows me to have another day clean and sober.
Mm.
When I'm helping people, when I'm putting my heart into somebody that has one day sober, and we're crying it out, we're hugging it out. And we're holding hands, and we're doing everything it can just to get to the next day. That keeps me sober.
Is there any way to describe how strong the urge is?
You know, it is beyond the sufferer's mental control. And that's why you see people make these supreme sacrifices just to get another hit, just to get another shot, just to get another drink. The whole life's on the line. They lose the wives. They lose the houses just to get one more drink. It's, you know, this person is not doing it because they want to. This person is doing it because they are suffering with an obsession and an actual physical craving that is well beyond their mental control. And that's what addiction is.
God bless you for doing this, my friend. How do people find Taylor Recovery Center? How do they find Court Nichols?
TaylorRecovery.com. Somebody can go on our website and read all about us. They can take a virtual tour. They can see why we've become the most referred to treatment center in the state of Texas. And they can even see our approach there.
May you go out of business. May all recovery centers go out of business. That would be the best.
Absolutely.
Court, thank you. And keep up your courage. Very inspiring, my friend.
Thank you, Stevie J.
Court Nichols.
TaylorRecovery.com.
Yeah. Man, just hard to describe that when you have that kind of a desire and beyond your mental capacity, is what he said. All right, 8:15. It is Wednesday. It's January 10th. Let's jump to our morning sports headlines. Diane Ducey.
Big Ten basketball last night had Purdue beating Michigan, Indiana over Penn State, Nebraska over Wisconsin. Parkland ended up winning over South Suburban. The ladies, I believe, 76-67 winners.
The men won.
The Illinois women's basketball team in action tonight, 9-9 on the season, hosting Nebraska. We have our team facing Iowa tomorrow. So let's go Illini.
Yep.
Let's see. We had Seton Hall get beaten by Marquette. Seton Hall at number 13. That score was 84-64. The Bulls are in action tonight at New York to take on the Knicks. And the Pacers in Miami will be going at it. On to NHL action, Blackhawks over Ottawa 8-2. Florida beat the St. Louis Blues 7-4. As far as coaching goes, the Bears have announced in Hallis Hall yesterday. And Matt Nagy talked about working with Mitchell Trubisky at the combine and all the other players. He's got good energy, good feel. And you're right. He also talked about working with Vic in the future.
Yep.
Fangio. And he says, let's just let this play out. Evidently, there's four or five people that they're lining up in the different coordinator positions, and Vic Fangio is definitely one of them. So we'll see how that plays out. John Gruden, a second stint with the Oakland Raiders. He was there originally from 1998 to 2001. Let's see, the viewership is being talked about at 28.4 million as far as that national college championship game. And the final poll has Alabama at number one, Georgia at number two, Oklahoma at three, then Clemson at four. So, yeah, right. We all figured that, I suppose.
Yeah. By the way, Parkland women, 76-67. Mm-hmm. Again, Dave Ellers was the assistant coach. He texted that in last night. Thank you for that.
Great.
And the men win 62-49. Quinn Nottingham, who graduated Centennial High School in the triplets class.
Good.
I thought he went to play in West Virginia, but he's playing for Parkland right now, and he led the way with 18.
Nice.
All right, it's 8:17, and we'll keep our eyes on the new Bear coach. I'm sure Jeremy Warner will talk extensively as a Bear fan about what he thinks of the hire, and maybe hear some from the press conference. I bet that's coming up.
Yeah.
In Illinois, again, women today, men tomorrow. We gave out some tickets. I have another pair to give away to you right now if you would like to go to the Illini Iowa game. The 10th texter at 359-2255. 359-2255. Text in Illini, 359-2255, and you can win two tickets with Michael Finke as the bun man. Man bun is gone.
Yes.
And these
could
now
be collectors.
Now collectors.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. If you want two free ones, we've got them for you. 359-2255 tomorrow night. Please wear orange. Please cheer loudly as the Illini will win their first Big Ten battle tomorrow night.
And keep in mind, we're streaming. If you want to listen at work, ESPNCU.com. Your phone is essentially a radio these days. You can always reach out to us on Twitter. I'm Diane_Ducey. Stevie JAYFM is his account.
And you can listen podcasts at ESPNCU.com.
Exactly.
Coming back from Chicago Sunday, I listened to a podcast to check it out. It's very cool. It's radio on demand now. You don't have to necessarily be in our time thing from 7 to 9 every weekday morning. You just listen when it's convenient. You go to YouTube. You have our show's being televised, and it's exciting one-camera way. And you can listen back on YouTube as well. Already? We had that many texts that fast?
That's right.
Donald? Oh, better push that button.
Okay, there
first,
we go.
First day. Donald!
Hi.
You win.
Awesome. Thank you.
You're optimistic? Negative? How you feeling?
I try to stay optimistic.
Yeah, boy. That's who I want to go. I want you to go. All right, buddy. I got two tickets for you tomorrow night. It's got Michael Finke on these with his man bun, so kind of collectors here. All right, buddy. Thank you. Donald wins. ESPN 93.5. Quick forecast now from the National Weather Service.
All right. Mild today with a high 50, low 48, and
the fog, dense fog advisory until noon. 50% chance of precipitation. We've got a 80% chance of rain and fog tomorrow. High 59, then dropping down to 23. 70% chance of a wintry mix. Friday, clouds now. High 30, low 18. 30% chance of snow late. Coming into Saturday, we've got a high 22, low 5. Right now, 38. ESPN 93.5.
Fox Business Minute now at 8:20.
From the Fox Business Network, Signet, the parent company of Kay and Jared Jewelry Stores, is reporting disappointing holiday sales, down more than 5% at existing locations from a year ago. However, more people are buying jewelry online. Its e-commerce business grew by double digits. Another bright spot, Signet also owns the Zales chain, and it says sales at that chain increased more than 4.5%. Despite another round of store closings, Sears Holdings has raised another $100 million in new financing, backed by its real estate, to help it stay in business. Sears chairman Eddie Lampert says the company made significant progress last year. Sears says the stores recently targeted for closing were among its lowest performing locations. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Ginny Cosola.
Are you putting your retirement savings in a 401k, IRA, or investment account? Then I have one word of advice. Stop. Experts warn of a stock market crash any day now, and you could lose 50% or more of your hard-earned savings again. But you don't have to lose a penny. There's a better, safer way to save for retirement, and you can learn about it in a free report. This method continues to grow your money even when the market tumbles. To get this free report, go to bankonyourself.com. That's bankonyourself.com. Bankonyourself.com.
Right now, one in three drivers is cruising around in a state of skepticism about just how much value their car insurance company is delivering. If you're one of them, State Farm agent John Kaywood in Champaign can help you get to a better state, because he will talk with you, listen to you, and help put together a policy that has you written all over it. From cost to coverage, all backed by 24/7 customer support. Feeling less skeptical? Then call State Farm agent John Kaywood in Champaign, 367-1105, and officially get to a better state with State Farm.
Are you at your best when the whistle blows? With Carl Sports Medicine, you can jump higher, run faster, and be on your game every time. Take advantage of our professional athletic training services, plus injury prevention and free sports medicine walk-in clinics with injury experts. Get ready to reach your personal best. Visit carl.org/sportsmedicine or call 217-383-9400. Carl, official medical provider of Fighting Illini Athletics.
ESPN 93.5, that's Diane Ducey. I am Stevie J. Happy to welcome in our studio Sherry Williamson, president of Unit 4 District's PTA Council. Why are you president of the, why do you want to do that work, Sherry?
I'd actually like to take the PTA in a different direction, actually kind of return to what the PTAs are supposed to be about, which is really supporting families in a variety of different ways.
So we got away from that?
It became more fundraising.
I always bought the frozen pizzas.
Well, thanks for this one.
I never turned in. If you send a child to my door, I'll buy $11 wrapping paper every time.
Exactly. And Stevie's address is?
Thanks. No, I'm having trouble. These kids, sometimes they'll come to the door and I'll take their whatever they're holding and I'll go, oh boy! And they look at me like, Mom, what's up with this guy? Thank you for sharing.
Exactly.
All right, you're coming up on the 17th, the Illinois Terminal, 4th floor at 6:30. That's January 17. Let's see, the 12th is Friday. 19th. So next Wednesday?
Yep.
Week from today, you're going to have a discussion on gun violence.
Yes.
And you've got a panel you've assembled. You want people to come?
Yeah, so obviously we've seen an increase in gun violence. It's also something that I think now we'll hopefully get people to sit up and take notice, because it's not just one part of town we're seeing this in, which is what some people have assumed. You know, we have it at a high school. Any child could be there. We have it in Southwest Champaign. Again, anybody could just be stopping after work. And so we really need to start addressing this before it gets any worse.
Okay. So you've got a panel made up of Champaign Police, Sheriff's Department, Julie Reitz, the DA. You've got everybody here. You got the City of Champaign, Unit 4. And you're going to just talk about what can we do?
Yeah, so we're going to spend the first hour with predetermined questions to really ask the panelists why they think this is happening. Talk about the efforts that they're making, so a little bit more transparency so the community knows what's going on already, where improvements can be made. And we really want to challenge the panelists to then say, you know, this is how the community can support us. If you want to get involved, here's how you can do that. And then from the you know, the town hall, we really want a call to action for the community to get involved, not just attend meetings and talk. We want to see action coming out of this so we can hopefully start seeing improvements. But we also really want to provide education to the community as well. You know, gun violence in and of itself is a problem, but it's also a symptom of other problems. And we want to educate them on what those problems are and where they can support programs that support those root problems.
You think we're getting to a point of metal detectors at schools and stuff? I mean,
you'd hate for that to be the case.
I hate that,
because that's very reactionary. I think that's the point of the town hall, is how we're proactive.
Okay.
You know, what we can do to be proactive to keep this from happening versus having to scramble after it's already happened and keep things safe.
And you got kids that may not have guns, but they might have access to guns, right? And that's there again in lies, though, what do you do? And I've remember quite clearly when the kids are going through schools, you know, the teacher's telling me that a whole bunch of these kids, the best part of the day is 9 to 3 when there's structure.
Right.
And a lot of times if you got a nobody really at home, man, they didn't buy into that. It wasn't their fault.
Right.
But they're 13 years old and they're kind of lost, and the drug dealer is kind of their best friend. I mean, wow, that's the wrong group.
Yeah, yeah.
But dang it, I can't help them with a group of friends. You know, you want them to hang around people that are going to be good influences. And that's kind of reaching down 2 and 3 degrees. It's pretty difficult to manage.
It is, but I think that's also part of our problem. We've gotten really comfortable in blaming certain people for why we see these problems, parents not being at home or the police not doing enough or a state's attorney. We have to get away from blaming. That's obviously hasn't helped us or prevented this from happening. And I think when people blame somebody, they think it's no longer their problem. They no longer have to get involved. So this is reminding the community that we just need to support our families better. We need to support our local government better. But we need to do that in a constructive way, not taking it into our own hands and deciding when we'll get involved and when we won't. This should be an everyday, all day, us coming together as a community to try to address this.
All right, Sherry, appreciate it. So it's coming up a week from tonight, 6:30, Illinois Terminal. Come have a discussion, learn. We're going to learn something.
Yes, hopefully.
I mean, there's always going to be stuff in there that everybody, you know, you think you know something about, you don't know everything, and it'll probably surprise you. You know, how many folks out there, and schools can be scary. It really can. And some of the shootings outside Central and the basketball game and all that, you're going, what? Basketball? What? More security for the games? I mean, darn.
Well, and we're doing something special with the town hall to open it up. We're actually having a performance from the Central High School dance team.
Oh, good.
They were actually at the school the night of the shooting. So we really want to be able to add that personal touch of, here are students who were there. Here are students who could have easily been in the line of fire.
Mm-hmm.
Now, hopefully, you have a better appreciation because you see it in front of you of why you need to help protect our schools.
Sherry, obviously, you have a student in Unit 4.
Yes.
And is it your daughter?
Yeah, so my daughter's in sixth grade at Jefferson. There was actually an issue that happened at Centennial High School where a student had posted on social media a threat about bringing guns into Centennial. And there was a little bit of a disconnect with how the process worked, unfortunately. And so there are parents not just at Centennial but also at Central who are concerned with what is the safety plan in case this happens again.
Okay.
It didn't seem to be evident that day.
Yeah,
I could see why you're passionate then.
Yeah. Nice to meet you. Thanks for coming in.
Yeah, no problem.
And
thank you for having
me. Hope it goes well next Wednesday.
Definitely. Thanks.
Thank you. Sherry Williamson, president of Unit 4 District's PTA Council. And again, Illinois Terminal next Wednesday, fourth floor at 6:30. For a discussion, a gun violence for the forum. ESPN 93.5, 828.
Market View, car wash and lube. The touchless car wash, shining through for you. Family owned and operated. Our full service oil change is the highest rated. And we're open 7 days a week. We want to keep you running at your peak. Now, Market View, car wash and lube. Touchless car wash, shining through for you. Market View, car wash and lube.
Here's some good news. Dave Peters and his crew have moved to Urbana. That's right, the area's best techs are now at the Midas store on University. Midas quiets your muffler, makes brakes stop, and cushions your ride with shocks and struts. As a full-service Midas facility with experienced techs, count on Midas to fix it right. Just mention this ad to get $10 off your next oil change. Your Midas store new owner-manager Dave Peters has the team you want on your side. See them on West University Urbana for something to smile about.
Diane Ducey here to tell you about mobile.
mobile meter. When I'm playing taxi to my kiddos, I no longer have to worry about parking tickets and loose change. I downloaded the mobile meter app to ease my parking frustrations. You should download the mobile meter app today. It's available on iTunes, on your phone app store, or at mobilemeter.us.
We never forget where we come from. The Flying Illini, the Orange Blazer, the Jersey Pop. We stand on the shoulders of giants. We will always be the Fighting Illini. Join Fighting Illini basketball head coach Brad Underwood in State Farm Center this season for as low as $20 per game. Call 1-866-ILLINI1 or visit FightingIllini.com today.
Check out the new BMW Champaign. It's not like the old Twin City. They have new on-site local ownership since 2013, along with a new state-of-the-art facility. With a Customer First Service Award winner for 2015, BMW Champaign does business your way. Yes, they have tons of cars. Yes, they'll get you what you want. Yes, they discount, deal, and even pick up and deliver. So stop in, ask for Ben, and give BMW of Champaign a look. BMW of Champaign at the corner of Neal and Burwash in Savoy.
News Radio. I'm Chris Foster. Congress is working on a permanent fix, and for now, President Trump is blocked from ending a program to protect some young immigrants from deportation.
A California judge ruled the federal government must process DACA renewal applications while litigation plays out, allowing hundreds of thousands of immigrants to renew work permits. The Trump administration says it plans to appeal the ruling. In a statement, the Justice Department called DACA an unlawful circumvention of Congress. The ruling temporarily takes the heat off lawmakers who are facing a March deadline to find a fix for the program.
Fox's Rachel Sutherland in Washington. There are now 15 confirmed deaths in mudslides in Southern California. There's a search for more bodies or people unaccounted for. There's a lot of damage, homes and cars destroyed.
You could hear the boulders rolling down the hill. You could hear the mud. I mean, it sounded like a freight train.
Michael Mason lives in Sun Valley, California. Fox News. We report, you decide.
An ESPN Radio Extra Point with Dan Le Batard and Stu Gatz.
The coaches in the NBA are fed up with a father being able to criticize their coaching, and they have rallied around each other where they are threatening to not be available to ESPN, its partner, unless we stop covering LaVar Ball the way we're covering him. And I, if I'm ESPN, whether I'm corporate sponsors with the NBA or not, I'm not letting the NBA tell me that I have to cover LaVar Ball less because Rick Carlisle and Stan Van Gundy think that that's how ESPN should be running their business.
You can't dictate who we cover unless you want to make an exchange. Let me choose your draft picks for you and decide who your starting lineup is, and then you can tell us how to run ESPN.
Well, we kind of do that, but they don't actually give us the power to influence their decisions.
So I guess they could say this, and we just won't listen.
Well, we can't listen.
No.
We cannot listen.
Right.
When a player doesn't like a contract, what do?
They hold out.
They hold out for a better deal. If only you could do that with your wireless plan, right? Well, with the Bring Your Own Phone plan from Straight Talk Wireless, you can get a much better deal. Keep your phone, your number, even your same network for a lot less than you're paying now. Without the contract or the holdout.
Get the Ultimate Unlimited plan for just $55 a month on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless. Only at Walmart. Savings may vary. Video typically streams at DVD quality. Refer to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
So this house is in a great neighborhood and walking distance from one of the best schools.
And what are they asking?
The asking price is only 24 years of really, really hard work.
Wow, that sounds like a lot.
Well, the house across the road just sold for a few years more.
While other insurance companies just see a house, we see the home you've worked really hard for. So why not give it the protection it deserves?
Tell you what, why don't we offer 23 years with a fast close? We're going to need to sleep on it.
Yeah.
State Farm. Call an agent today.
Here's your ESPN 93.5 3-day forecast from the National Weather Service.
A dense fog advisory until noon today. Today's high 50, 49 our low tonight. A 50% chance of rain, fog coming into Thursday's forecast. 80% chance of precipitation, high 59, then dropping down to 23. Friday, expecting some clouds, high 30, low 18. 22 the high Saturday, down to 5. So things are starting to turn to the cold again.
All right.
Right now, 38 ESPN 93.5.
Been a while since
since we've seen some grass, though. That's not nice. And certainly a break from this and then back in. You know, hey, it's January 10.
Yep.
We're 22 days till February. February's short. Then we're going to spring ahead on the clock. Bam! Days are already getting longer.
It's true.
Come on, man. Let's go.
They're saying on Thursday's forecast, a tenth to a quarter of an inch of new precipitation amounts. So
that's, we can deal with that.
Right.
And then Cardinal Caravan, presented by Missouri Farm Bureau Insurance. Doors open at 11 a.m. Hilton Garden Inn Friday noon for the show. We'll welcome in Paul DeYoung, Oscar Mercado, Paul Kisner, Randy Flores, Andy Bennett, so the alums, and Ricky Horton.
Yes.
If you missed our interview with Ricky, I'm going to replay Friday. He's a solid citizen. Right. All right, I mentioned yesterday the very unusual Democrat-Republican meeting with Donald Trump. Surprisingly, and I don't think it's ever happened in my memory, where Donald Trump allowed the cameras, because they have the gaggle of reporters in there, cameras rolling, everything, and says, okay, thank you, everybody. And you see he let him stay for an hour. And it was a meeting that was, and there's a movie years ago named Dave. Kevin Klein plays the president, and he's really an impersonator. The president has a heart attack. They want to hide it. The guy looks just like him. And they open a cabinet meeting with all the cameras. I love that. I love the transparency. It was just so fascinating to me to see it work.
You know, our system lends itself to not getting things done. And I hear so much about earmarks, the old earmark system, how there was a great friendliness when you had earmarks. But, of course, they had other problems with earmarks. But maybe
if we think about playing defense on the 20-yard line, if you look at what Mexico has done, they stop thousands of people on the southern border with Guatemala. We ought to be looking at working with
them. We stopped them. We stopped them. You know why? Mexico told me, the president told me, everybody tells me, not as many people are coming through their southern border because they don't think they can get through our southern border, and therefore they don't come. That's what happened with Mexico. We did Mexico a tremendous favor.
We actually put appropriations to help them with the southern border.
The point is, I know, we always give everybody. Every other nation gets money but ours.
But finally,
we're always looking for money, but we give the money to other nations.
This was just mesmerizing. Rachel Sutherland, D.C. Bureau, Fox News. Has this ever happened where you got to watch a meeting with a Democrat, Dick Durbin and Steny Hoyer on either side of Donald Trump wearing a blue Democratic tie? I thought it was fascinating.
It really was. I've gone into the cabinet room before. It was when President Obama was in office, and I'll never forget it going in, but it was over in a blink of an eye, really. You're usually shuffled in or shuffled out if you're full report. I can't even imagine standing there for 55 minutes, and I had heard that one of the reporter's cell phones, like, ran out of battery. it was fascinating.
I love to watch these guys, and then it's one of those deals where somebody says something outlandish, somebody tweets something outlandish, but when you get in the room, they're kind of normal. They understand that, okay, now we actually have people watching us. I better be normal instead of this positioning for the midterms and make sure get rid of evil Donald Trump and impeach Donald Trump. Then they're just people saying, okay, let's figure it out. We got philosophical differences, but we're not that far apart. I love that. That's what it should be.
You're right. I mean, people are on their best behavior when they're in a face-to-face public setting. And then, you know, there's some pundits who are saying, well, they forgot the cameras are there and they started actually having a meeting. I don't think anyone forgot that the press was standing there. I don't buy it. So these folks were on their best behavior, no doubt about it. Now, what happens as it goes forward? Who knows? We know, of course, this federal judge has blocked the president's order to do away with DACA. And so Congress isn't on that tight deadline of a March, drop-dead date to be able to find a fix for DACA. That means, you know how Congress is, right?
Yeah,
CBA, they won't do anything.
Yeah, that's not good. But it was just one of those rare glimpses, and I loved it. I really, really did. And I heard yesterday, I talked to Boyd Matheson. He used to be Mike Lee's chief of staff. He's head of the Sutherland Institute in Salt Lake City. And I thought it was so poignant and very compelling what he said. He said, listen, people need to understand, Donald Trump is transactional. He's not relational. Forget about a relationship. He's going to love you if you work with him, but he's going to pound you if you don't. It's transactional. I said, that makes a lot of sense. You kind of get that.
And it kind of made sense, too, in regard that he said he's willing to take the heat for this. Like, he was going to create a transaction.
Yeah.
And if his base got upset, he just feels like they'll stick by him. I mean, this is the guy who said he could, what, shoot somebody on Fifth Avenue? And
right.
So, I mean, maybe he's right, though. I mean, look, Steve Bannon has just gone down.
Boy, was that something, huh? Man.
Is that something? It I mean, really it's just is. Been really remarkable. And as a journalist just watching it, like, wow, this every day it unfolds and it's never boring.
I think I'd call Maxine Waters into the Oval Office and said, okay, what can I do for you? Because
would be an interesting sight.
I mean, bring it in and let's just talk about what you're talking about so that we can, you know, maybe I can help you accomplish something or something, because, again, that's all political. Everything's gotten so political. It's actually refreshing to me and kind of exciting to think that I can get Dick Durbin and Steny Hoyer and Donald Trump in the same frame and say, okay, great, now really have a serious discussion, and you're going to figure out that you guys, for your bases and for fundraising, say stupid things to do that, but let's just talk about fixing it for me in Champaign, Illinois.
You know, what really grabbed my ear, too, is the president suggesting that maybe earmarks should come back and, saying, take each other out to dinner and be nice to one another and make a deal. It was just, you know, it's the kind of thing maybe a president might think or a politician might think, but never say it in public.
Big laugh on that when he said that. It was really, really, really fun. Well, we'll see. Here's hoping that we have an effective government that isn't afraid to have a bipartisan kind of a bill get passed. But again, I don't think it'll happen. I don't think you get any debt because of the midterms. And that's the wrong reason. Go get something done. Claim that you helped write it, whatever. But accomplish something and work in the spirit of cooperation, which I think everybody, I think 80% of the country would say, sure, that'd be a great idea, but they just never do it.
We'll see. Let's see if they stay on their best behavior.
At Sutherland Fox, no relation to Kiefer, it's Rachel. Thank you always.
Thanks.
No. I mean, just the back and forth. I mean, this is a natural, this guy, this clip I played is Henry Cuellar. He's a Democrat, and he's talking about, Mexico has been very successful in their southern door with Guatemala, and then Donald Trump says, no, Henry, here's the deal. This is the kind of discussion you love to have. Said, okay, no, here's what happened.
If we think about playing
the
20-yard line, if you look at what Mexico has done, they stopped thousands of people on the southern border with Guatemala. We ought to be looking at working with
them. We stopped them. You know why? Mexico told me, the president told me, everybody tells me, not as many people are coming through their southern border because they don't think they can get through our southern border, and therefore they don't come. That's what happened with Mexico. We did Mexico a tremendous favor.
We actually put appropriations to help them with the southern border.
The point is, I know, we always give everybody. Every other nation gets money.
Everybody. But
we're always looking for money. But we give the money to other nations.
But finally, the last point
that we have to stop.
Okay, so again, there's a discussion going on with a pretty far-left Democrat. You can be human. You can sit in there and talk.
Right.
But then you get outside, you do these sound bites, and you get this president is just anti, and embraces bigot, homophobe, and whatever you want to do, sexist. And then you get in there, and they actually behave. I am for.
Somewhat. It cameras seemed like a lot of interruptions.
Well, it's a natural discussion. You know how that goes.
Right.
Where you say things, you say, wait a minute, that's not true. And you're passionate about it because you're trying to. Mm-hmm. But then when you get out there and some of the sound bites that come out, it just looks like we are in such a divide. But then you all congregate in the room. Maybe they need to lock the door and bring in pizzas and just fix things. But again, because politics, because positioning, because we can't make them look good, they're never going to vote for anything. You know, it's. I don't know. With DACA, most of the country believes that these four-year-olds brought in by their parents shouldn't be deported. But how do you fix the system? I don't think it makes any sense without, making sure. And he said it's not all about fences. He said there's lakes and mountains and things, but for areas that need a fence, you build a wall, a fence, whatever it is, it's secure.
Uh-huh.
What's wrong with the idea to make sure that you have security and a way to vet people that come in your nation? That's not unreasonable. And if you believe in open borders and people can come and go as they please, you don't care, then you need to take the front door off of your house. You'd never do that.
Right.
844, we check your sports headlines. Coming up, ESPN 93.5. Text in if you'd like, 359-2255.
Youth by Community Credit Union. For campus and community.
People have been wondering for years, what came first, the chicken or the egg? That question may never get solved. But we know what comes first when it comes to buying a home. Pre-approval. Pre-approval with the U of I Community Credit Union should always come first when buying your new home. Hi, it's Lisa Paul, your financial expert. There are several advantages to getting pre-approved for your new home at the U of I Credit Union. You'll not only get an overview of the home buying process, we'll also discuss targeting a home that will meet your needs as well as your budget. This will allow you to make an offer on the property as soon as you fall in love with it. Looking to buy a home this spring? Come see us for pre-approval. You can apply online at uofi.creditunion.org, set up an appointment, or walk into our First Street branch to meet with one of us. If you live, work, or play in Champaign County, you can bank with the U of I Community Credit Union.
Diane Ducey here to tell you about Mobile Meter. When I'm playing taxi to my kiddos, I no longer have to worry about parking tickets and loose change. I downloaded the Mobile Meter app to ease my parking frustrations. You should download the Mobile Meter app today. It's available on iTunes, on your phone app store, or at mobilemeter.us.
Hey, this is Jay Lehman reminding all my fellow Saddlemaster fans that they have their own app for pickup and delivery. I use the app to skip the line so I can prepay and be out in seconds. Download the app today.
Saladmeister now open in Champaign. Stop by today for a fresh salad or wrap. I do like that place.
Me too.
Well, I like that Jay Lehman suggestion. Prepay, walk in, grab it.
Yeah.
Right on.
Totally
right on.
Fast, totally
right on.
Awesome.
Tip, I don't know what to ask for. Give me some of that. What's that taste like? Oh, give me some of that. I don't understand how they fold them.
Right.
They put so much in there, and then they ball them up. The thing doesn't tear. How do they do that?
Well, and I typically get the bowl, but I have gotten a wrap. But
a green wrap with the spinach thing in there?
It's
oh,
good.
Oh, yeah. Saladmeister's on campus on 6. Here we go. And the students are back as of, I think, pretty much this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
As classes start again this next Tuesday at the University of Illinois. 8:46 is 14 before 9. And Jeremy Warner, let's check sports headlines.
Illinois women's basketball hosting Nebraska 7 o'clock tonight. Illinois and Iowa men's team will go at it tomorrow at 7. As far as games tonight to look forward to in the Big Ten, Rutgers is at number 4 Michigan State. Minnesota is at Northwestern. We have number 10 Xavier and number 1 Villanova. Should be a good game. And Loyola Chicago is in Bloomington Normal taking on Illinois State. Last night, Purdue over Michigan. Purdue's 5 in the nation now. 70-69 was the final. Indiana over Penn State 74-70. Nebraska over Wisconsin 63-59. We had Parkland winners. The men's team won, and so did the women's team, 76-67 over South Suburban. On to the ice, where the Blackhawks beat Ottawa 8-2. Florida over the St. Louis Blues 7-4. Trending stories in NFL action include John Gruden back for his second stint in $100 million. Jeez Louise. Now, I see that they just have Raiders on their logo and behind him in the... Are they the ones that are moving to Vegas?
I believe they are.
Wow.
At some point,
and
they are.
Didn't we say billions of dollars on that new stadium?
I think the public only going to pay like $750 million.
That's right.
$4 billion, something like
right.
that. Ought to be a pretty nice stadium. What
John Gruden was associated with the Raiders from 98 to 2001.
Then he went to Tampa and won a Super Bowl in 2002. He was here with Tampa when the Bears played here.
I see.
Nathaniel and I went to that game, and we were there. That's when I was looking down and around and down and around and making sure a fight didn't fall into
right.
us.
Right, seeing all the alcohol being consumed all around you. Not necessarily a family-friendly atmosphere.
7 out of 10, I did an anecdotal kind of survey. 7 out of 10 were men age 37. Yeah.
Well,
with stacks of beer cans outside. I mean, I've never seen so many beer cans in one place.
Speaking of the Bears, Matt Nagy steps up as the 16th head coach in Bears history. And he said that one of his first jobs is trying to work on recruitment of the defensive coordinator, Vic Fangio. And he'll see how things play out, is in quotes. Mitchell Trubisky worked with Matt Nagy, the new Bears coach, at the combine. So he's familiar with his work. Blackhawks, I already talked about them winning. Oh, yeah, the viewership at 28.4 million was the second highest rated. 2015, Oregon, Ohio State had 34 million as the largest. in network history as far as viewership.
Well, who in the South, who in Georgia, Alabama, all the Southern SEC, who wasn't watching? Who wasn't watching?
Right.
How many in Georgia wasn't watching? There, how many people live in Georgia?
I mean, it was big.
Probably as many as Illinois. Illinois's got, 12 million people? You're going to have 90% watching in Georgia, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
Georgia and Alabama. How many Alabama? 90%.
Dogs. I kept hearing it.
I mean, and they were up. I mean, Georgia's winning 20-10.
Yeah.
With 9.5 minutes left in the game. And this kid. It really was kind of fun. Fun to watch, even though. And frankly, again, I've mentioned this before. Lebatard has said, where is the joy in coaching? You never see Nick Saban. He looks like he's just a mess.
Uh-huh.
And he actually looked joyful and said, this is the proudest he's been of any team. And they lost on the last play a year ago, and they won on the last play this year.
Yeah.
It's it's two levels. It's like, okay, wow, I have a team here, and I don't know if any of my guys could be in that game because the level of talent is just off the charts. And out of 22 starters, 11 in offense and 11 on defense, what do you have that are professional? Probably 15? They're going to be, most of those kids will play in the NFL. And you have that kind of, it's just like, okay, well, what game are you playing? I mean, that's just a different level. When you get the best of the best of the best, Stevie J can coach a lot of wins with that. Huh? Not Nick Saban like it, because I probably wouldn't have pulled my quarterback. That's amazing.
Yeah.
His starting quarterback was 25-2.
Right.
And he's saying, Tua, you freshman, you have a better chance. Go.
Yeah.
And it worked. 850.
Kelsey Furniture in Tuscola is your local furniture expert. They've been in business over 50 years, and their sales team has over 150 years of experience. They carry everything you need to furnish your whole house with top name brands such as Broyhill, Lane, Ashley, Smith Brothers, Bemco Mattresses, and Mohawk Carpeting. Their showroom is huge with over 30,000 square feet of furniture. Stop by Kelsey Furniture in downtown Tuscola today or visit kelseyfurniture.com, K-E-L-S-E-Y, Kelsey Furniture, or like them on Facebook. Kelsey Furniture, quality for less.
Leadership.
Experts. Advocates.
Influential.
It takes strong words like those to describe the region's most trusted business association.
The Champaign County Chamber of Commerce. The Chamber is making a positive difference in our community, growing and improving the business climate, the economy, and our workforce through passionate advocacy, special programs, and unparalleled resources. Call the Champaign County Chamber of Commerce, 359-1791, or go to champaigncounty.org.
Grow with the Chamber. Join or renew your membership today.
Check out the new BMW Champaign. It's not like the old Twin City. They have new on-site local ownership since 2013, along with a new state-of-the-art facility. With a Customer First Service Award winner for 2015, BMW Champaign does business your way. Yes, they have tons of cars. Yes, they'll get you what you want. Yes, they discount, deal, and even pick up and deliver. So stop in, ask for Ben, and give BMW of Champaign a look. BMW of Champaign at the corner of Neal and Burwash in Savoy. 852. It's the Jeremy Warner Show just ahead. All kinds of Bears stuff. You hear the new coach, some long clips. I understand from Austin, you'll hear that. I like his energy. I hope he can coach. Everybody can coach. I just put in all the right pieces in the right spot. You know, I was talking to Jay Layman yesterday. I did not realize he got 4 years in the NFL. Practice teams, all that, but he made it for 4 years. And that's significant because he got a pension.
Hmm.
All kinds of things. And he's telling me about the last year where it was right on, he had to go down to here and get some tape and come back here and get in. And, he called a connection he had to say, I got to get in one more practice thing. I've got 4 years credit, and that's money, a pension, I think, for the rest of your life.
Huh.
So he said, had I not made that call? He says, I tell salespeople all the time, if you don't make that last call, what would have happened to me? Hundreds and hundreds of thousands over time would have been lost. But he said, I wasn't afraid to call. I'd been cut 7 times, and I kept calling. That's what it takes. Life takes that.
Yeah, it does.
You got to hang in. You got to be patient. You got to be persistent. But for Jay to hang around and get cut 7 times, how many people would have quit? That's inspiring stuff. And he wasn't a star in the NFL. I don't think he got in a game. He's on practice squads, took a beating in practice and training camps and all that stuff.
I see.
Was willing to hang around because he loved football. It's a great story. But yeah, the level of play in some of those, you know, Alabama games and Auburn and all the SEC. Listen, the SEC is just bigger, faster, stronger. That's what I see.
Yep.
You know, you have your Ohio States, which is always going to be good. They got all the best players that go there too. But it's something to watch, that level of football. And then you say, well, wait a minute, how can a freshman? Here's a freshman throwing the ball. Here's a freshman catching the ball. How can you be that good at 19 years old? How do you have that, you know, stability and patience and mental? You're so young. You have to go through stuff. I thought some guys don't. They just kind of step in and do pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk tomorrow.
Sounds good. Enjoy the day.
Thank you. Diane Ducey. I'm Stevie J. Jeremy Warner Show next. Tan Karp this afternoon. It's Wednesday, January 10. Cardinal calendar again Friday at noon at the Hilton Garden Inn. We'll see you there. Doors open at 11. I'll be there at 11. And look forward to seeing the Cardinals' Paul DeJong, kind of our featured guy coming in. It'll be fun. You can ask questions, get autographs, and have fun. Okay, that'll be Friday at the Hilton Garden Inn starting at noon. I'm Stevie J. Thanks again for listening. Have a great Wednesday.
Daddy, where do babies come from?
Honey?
Mommy went to the store.
Oh, well, you see, there's a mommy and a daddy, right?
Right.
And see, when they call Geico, they could save a bunch of money on car insurance.
Oh, really? And that makes them happy?
Yes, that makes them very happy.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad we could have this talk, sunshine.
Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
Sometimes when you have more questions than answers about insurance and financial services, it might seem easier to do nothing at all. At Country Financial, we know that every situation is unique and believe that even the biggest goals start with simple steps. So when it comes to protecting the things you love and planning for the future, don't get overwhelmed. Get started with Country Financial. Call Country Financial agent Dan Punke at 217-328-0023. That's Country Financial agent Dan Punke at 217-328-0023.
This month, Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Champaign and Ford County will focus on the need for mentors and different ways to recruit and increase the number of mentors to serve as a role model for the youth of today. Big Brothers Big Sisters is a one-to-one mentoring organization serving young people in our community to help them improve on their behavior, academics, and confidence, striving to change their lives for the better forever. For details, 355-2227 or click on the volunteer tab at bbbscil.com.
Sub-zero temps have been causing plumbing problems all across central Illinois. When a pipe bursts or a drain freezes, who do you call to dry up all the water after the plumber has been there? Hi, this is Damon with CleanRite, here to help out 24/7. We have been taking care of our clients' water-related emergencies and carpet cleaning needs since 1998. We are local and know how important prompt professional service is. To find us, just Google CleanRite Champaign. And remember, at CleanRite, we are there when you need us.
What's so great about the University of Illinois Laboratory High School? Just ask Junior Xanthi Brown.
I love the open campus attitude of it, so you can go out during lunches and get lunches on Green Street and hang out on campus and stuff, and they trust you to do that. And I love there is sort of an attitude of trust there where you get to leave your lockers open, and you sort of don't notice that they're open all the time until they're closed at the end of the year, and it's just this really odd, quirky thing that I love. The instruction is great. I mean, I have so many teachers who have just completely reshaped the way I think about particularly history and multiple different subjects, but I think uni's a place for people who want to learn and grow, and I think you should go for it if it's something you're thinking about.
Come see what Uni High is about. Located on the campus of U of I at Springfield and Matthews, call them today at 217-244-4791 or visit uni.illinois.edu.
Kick off the new year with a visit to Scotty's Brewhouse, located at 2001 South Neal Street. Watch your favorite teams compete on more than 40 TVs. Enjoy delicious burgers, award-winning wings, local craft beers on draft, or try some of their new menu items. Start with beer-battered onion rings or white cheddar cheese bites. Then enjoy new mouth-watering bourbon-glazed baby back ribs, or spice it up with fajita steak melt or Bayou Blackened Chicken Sandwich. For lunch, dinner, appetizers, or late night, Scotty's Brewhouse is your craft beer sports bar.
It's another day. Bob returns after helping the Franklins.
Hey, Bob, how's it going?
I feel bad. Ruda guys lost another one.
Oh, let me guess. You did another no-clog guaranteed sewer replacement.
Yeah, I do feel good knowing we fixed their problem permanently for 40% less than conventional methods.
Got sewer problems at your home or business? Call Stevens Underground Solutions. We'll see what's going on and give you multiple options for a permanent solution. Stevens Underground Solutions, 202-3385. We'll get you flowing again.
Something's coming up the plumbing, and you're really in a bind. It's creaking and it's leaking, and you're running out of time. You need a plumber right away, and there's only one to call. It doesn't really matter if your problem's large or small. Clark Plumbing and Heating is your expert for all. Call them today and say hooray, because Clark Plumbing and Heating always saves the day. Find out why customers always give Clark Plumbing two thumbs up. Clark Plumbing and Heating, 356-5356. That's 356-5356 or clark-plumbing.com.
No matter the time of year, it can be tough to find the motivation to get back into shape. The Mettler Center in Champaign can help. They have a philosophy of whole life fitness, building your mind, body, and soul. With a wide variety of opportunities, group classes, personal training, nutritionist, weight loss programs, massage therapy, and more, the Mettler Center can formulate a fitness plan that's best for you. Stop in at the Mettler Center, 2906 Crossing Court, at the corner of Windsor and Duncan in Champaign.